Thank you for joining us, and welcome to The Stage, the official performing arts podcast of the NFHS. Lights, camera, action. Hello, I'm glad you tuned in to The Stage. I'm your host, Kyle Mills, and we have another great show coming up. We have a fascinating interview with Mr. Alan Greiner, the executive director of the Iowa High School Music Association. He took some time out of his day to jump on the podcast with us and dive deep into the world of copyright and why it is so important in the performing arts world today. But first, it's time to announce the final two topics for the 2020-2021 National High School Debate Topic Ballot. I know I've been hinting at this and telling you guys that there's five topics right now. We're narrowing it down to two. The two topics are criminal justice reform and climate change. Those two will be featured on the final ballot. Topics are rated from 1 to 5 with the lowest overall scores indicative of a top ranking, kind of like a golf score. Criminal justice reform and climate change both scored in the 70s, while the other three topics ended up with scores of over 115. So these are the two topics that people really wanted to hear and to vote on for the final topic. 29 states, Washington, D.C., and four national speech and debate organizations all weighed in on this vote. Final ballots were sent out to states last week, and the 2020-2021 National High School Debate topic will officially be announced in January of 2020. So right now, I know we've talked about this before, the current national debate topic is arms sales. That's the policy debate topic that's being debated this year. The vote that's currently being taken is for the topic for next year. And so those final two topics are criminal justice reform and climate change. I do want to tell you about our featured course on the NFHS Learning Center. It goes along with what Mr. Alan Greiner is going to be talking about on this podcast. It's the Copyright and Compliance course. This helpful course explains what copyright means and when there may be exceptions. It discusses fair use, when a piece of music might be in the public domain, copyright infringement penalties, and much more. This unique course has been designed for your specific needs, whether you are a music teacher, spirit coach, school administrator, theater director, or speech and debate coach. That's right, we currently have five different personalized tracks for you to take, all with different information about your activity. It talks about what copyright means, licensing, resources, exemptions, penalties, arrangements, and much more. The NFHS, EDTA, NSDA, NAFME, and USA Cheer all came together to help develop this awesome course. Best of all, it's free. So right now, go take the Copyright and Compliance course on the NFHS Learning Center. That's nfhslearn.com. Okay, here he is, Mr. Alan Greiner, talking about everyone's favorite subject, copyright. Today, we're going to welcome on Alan Greiner, Executive Director of the Iowa High School Music Association, a part of multiple NFHS committees, most recently the Music Adjudication Committee, but also served on the Copyright and Compliance Committee. Alan, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for asking me to be a part of this. I'm excited.
Yeah. Alan, do you just want to start by describing the Iowa High School Music Association? There's nationwide, every organization is different, and I think people really want to hear what's going on in Iowa.
Well, Iowa's a little bit different. We have four activity associations that govern our interscholastic activities. We have a Boys Athletic Association, Iowa High School Girls Athletic Union, a Speech Association, and then the Iowa High School Music Association. I'm the Executive Director of the Iowa High School Music Association, and that association governs all of the state festival activities that happen in our state for music. I directly administrate all of those activities and do the rules interpretation, the hiring of judges, the determination of what schools are going to host those sites, all of that kind of thing.
Yeah. And like I mentioned before, multiple NFHS committees, multiple NFHS Learn committees. Yeah, we brought you here today to talk about copyright compliance. It's maybe everyone's least favorite subject, but it's a subject that you know a lot about.
Yeah, it's a subject that I've had to learn a lot about just because of the void of information that was out there. About 4 years ago, our state was went through a period where there was a lot of copyright compliance issues that were being alleged in our state, and I'd be hearing about some of these things, and some of the times that some of our schools did have some issues that they needed to shore up, and some of the times I'm going, no, that shouldn't have, doesn't sound right to me, but I didn't really have the background that I needed. Historically, copyright has been a topic that colleges have shied away from. They didn't want to get it wrong. They knew the stakes were high. They didn't want to educate teachers about it because they didn't want to get it wrong. And so that just left a void. We just left to try and figure it out on our own. Okay, what can you do? What can't you do? Well, they talked to our buddies. Well, I did this. Well, that may or may not have been the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So through all this process, and while we're having these different issues in our state, I thought we got to change this. We've got to start educating our people. We've got to, so that they can stand up for themselves and say, no, wait a minute, this is allowed.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be doing it this way. This is the correct way to do it.
Yeah, or I should change what I'm doing before I get in trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so we needed to create that education piece. And so dug into it and started. And at that point, I had some colleagues in neighboring states that were going through similar things. And so we were starting to talk about it. And then Dr. Weaver took a position with the National Federation, and that allowed us to begin the development of this course that I think has become the preeminent tool for copyright education in the nation. And it's a comprehensive course, just understanding copyright and compliance, what every educator needs to know. And it was all born out of just anything I know about it, just came from just trying to figure it out so that we could help our teachers in our schools.
Yeah, and you mentioned the course, the Understanding Copyright and Compliance course on nfhslearn.com that has five different tracks, multiple tracks in that. We'll get into that a little bit more later, but why is copyright so important? I think from an outsider's point of view, you see stuff on the news like, hey, this school got fined millions of dollars, or you see it before a movie or at the end of a piece of music, hey, don't copy this, you're going to get in trouble. And I think a lot of people just kind of put that out of their mind, like, I don't really know what copyright is. Well, why is it so important to learn?
Well, there's that mindset that they think that copyright infringement is it doesn't really hurt anybody, that nobody's really getting hurt. It's not damaging anybody when I don't pay attention to it. Well, no, that's not true. Copyright is the law of the land, and it's there to protect the intellectual property rights of the person who created that work. And so we've got to respect that. When we are creative in our own endeavors, we want to know that somebody else can't take our work, call it their own, and profit from that. And so especially as educators, we need to make sure that we are honoring that and putting forth every effort we can to make sure that we aren't damaging somebody else's livelihood that's creating the very tools that we're using in our classroom.
And copyright is so wide-ranging and so complicated, and I feel like when you think you know something, maybe rules change, laws change. Do you have any advice to the people out there who are thinking, oh my gosh, my band program, there's copyright violations everywhere? What would your advice be to those types of people?
And those are the questions we get. Well, why all this buzz now? I've been teaching for 30 years. I've been doing it this way for 30 years. Why all this buzz about and this concern about it now? Well, first off, let's go back and say that copyright law has not changed.
Okay, yeah.
Copyright law has stayed consistent since the 1970s when it was written. But what has changed is the different applications and the different ways it's being used and social media. Social media, with information being immediately available to people, they think that through social media that I can put my concert out there. I can mm-hmm. don't need to worry about it. That's just Sally and she's playing the horn. I'm at the concert and I'm watching her and I'm video recording it because I'm proud of what she's doing.
Yeah.
And I want the rest of the world to see it. And so I'm going to put it up there. Well, hang on. can't quite do that without yeah. the permissions that are needed to do that. And so we've got educating. We just need to educate the public in general, as well as our teachers. And it starts with our teachers, then our students, and then they'll become the citizens that then will become the public that will understand. So.
And we touched on the different resources that are out there, the NFHS Learn Copyright and Compliance course. Can you give our listeners, obviously we could talk for hours about this, but maybe just a brief understanding of what it's going to cover?
Sure. Well, maybe. the course itself just basically gives you a little bit of historical background to copyright. It talks about the different aspects of copyright. What is copyright? What does it cover? What are the protections that copyright law has? And then what are the exemptions that we as music educators enjoy that's part of copyright? Because copyright law also talks about some special exemptions that we have mm-hmm. that the normal person doesn't have. So we as teachers in the classroom have some allowances for the things that we need to do to be able to teach. Are in the course of teaching, and so there's a little bit of give and take both ways, but there are some allowances for teachers in the fair use aspects of copyright law.
Yeah, and there's mm-hmm. five different tracks.
So there's five yeah. different tracks. We've got a track specifically designed just for music educators. Mm-hmm. That's by far the most comprehensive because that's the one where they need it all. So we've got a music educator track. We've got a track for spirit and debate coaches. You think, well, what do spirit debate coaches need to know, understand about copyright? Well, they use music for the routines that they're doing, and they mm-hmm. need to understand how to legally create that background music that they're using for their routines. And so there's a track specifically designed for them. We've got a track for administrators, a track that specifically talks about what is it that I as a school administrator need to understand mm-hmm. about copyright.
And that one's a little more time-inclusive, too, since administrators' plates are always full.
Right. And, again, it's just the stuff that they need to know. It's not the whole in-depth thing. But that track is specifically just designed for that overarching administrator perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've got a speech, theater, and debate. I think they've got a theater version of it, and then there's a speech and debate
yep.
version
yep.
of
mm-hmm.
the track of it. So there's two different tracks there. But tracks for the copyright usages in their worlds, and you know, a little bit different, but still the same kinds of things.
Yeah, and to our listeners out there, I don't want you to think, hey, I'm not in music, I'm in speech and debate, so I don't need to, you know, this information isn't for me. Well, it is, because we specifically designed it with people from those different topic areas, topic experts. As a part of the committee.
Right. One of the confusing things that can happen in copyright is depending upon what your area is. Is your area music? Is your area cheer and dance? Is your area speech and theater and debate? You know, what is your area? Depending upon that, you call things different things. In copyright law, it might be the same thing, but it might be called two or three different things. Well, mm-hmm. as we develop this course, we have used the terminology that is relevant to the audience that's listening to it
mm-hmm.
Or that's taking it, so that they can best understand what it is we're truly getting to here.
Yeah, so NFHSLearn.com, the Learning Center, this course is free, which that's something that the NFHS thought was very important to provide as a resource to people, so people are informed, so they know what's going on. Alan, last question from me. What sorts of changes involving copyright do you maybe see on the horizon for schools?
Well, changes I see on the horizon, that's a hard
thing. Or that you
yeah,
hope.
Yeah, yeah, but there are certainly things that I hope for,
mm-hmm.
and changes that I see are that are needed, in mm-hmm. my opinion. One, we've got to get copyright. We've got to get it so that it is not the barrier to schools that it currently is. Right now, we've got to get it so that the fair use and the school exemptions that currently exist work for our school settings. Right now, the current model is just cost prohibitive for schools to do what they really need to do. Schools are spending significant amounts of taxpayer dollars to create some things for the public benefit in the educating of our students, and we need to find a more middle ground with that. We need to certainly respect the rights holders, but we also have to be able to do our jobs in the classroom.
Mm-hmm. Without always being paranoid that I'm going to get in trouble.
Exactly. And so we've got to work through a system that makes it easy for music educators and educators in general to be compliant with copyright law. And so I think there's some ways that we can create some tools on the national level that help with that. And so that's my hope.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens in the future. And Alan Greiner, Executive Director of the Iowa High School Music Association, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure that the NFHS will utilize you and all of your talents and skills in the future, whether it's various committees or the course writing committees. Thank you for coming on and helping to educate people about copyright.
Yeah, well, thank you for asking me. I certainly appreciate it and look forward to serving in any way I can.
Awesome. Thank you, Alan. We really hope that what we're talking about here causes you to either go take a course on the NFHS Learning Center or to go to our website to learn more or reach out to whoever you heard the interview from and get more information. If you like our podcast, please help us spread the word. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Rate and review the podcast on one of those sites. We will actually give out an NFHS-related prize to the first person to write a review. So if you're listening and you're this far into the episode, please go rate and review the podcast. We will give out an NFHS prize to the first person to write a review. Share it with your circle, administrators, students, coaches, teachers, parents, and go take some action on the information that you're hearing on this podcast. It's November already, so that means that the Music Educator and Speech Debate and Theater Educator Award nomination forms are due on November 15th. That's just 2 weeks away. Contact your state association office if you want them to nominate someone. The way that the awards work is that each state gets to nominate one person for a speech award and one person for a music award. And from those state winners, then we pick the section winners, and there's going to be 8 section winners from speech and from music. And then the next year, those section winners are eligible for a citation award, which is only given out to one person annually from the speech and from the music side. The guest for next episode features a very talented musician who is now a state administrator after many years as a teacher, director, and adjudicator. Tune in to hear Mr. Mike Plunkett from the Oklahoma Secondary School Activities Association give stories, wisdom, knowledge, and really dive deep into adjudication. You won't want to miss it. Tune in to hear Mr. Mike Plunkett. Before you go, make sure to follow the NFHS on social media accounts at NFHS_org. That's on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. We have them all. We try to post different things on those different social media accounts. We've really been trying to pump a lot of content to our NFHS.org website, a lot of different music, a lot of different speech debate theater articles. There's new content up there every week. If you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to hit me up at kmills@nfhs.org. That's kmills@nfhs.org. Please share this episode again with your contacts and subscribe to this podcast. If you rate and review the podcast and then send me the screenshot of that, the first person to do that will get an NFHS-related prize. And we really, really appreciate all of your listener support. And that's the show. Thank you for listening to episode 3 of The Stage, the official performing arts podcast of the NFHS.